So today we will hear from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila chapter 10, from text number 152. So in this chapter, it's describing about the main trunk of Chaitanya tree, its branches and its sub-branches. Translation. The prominent devotees at Varanasi were the physician Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra and Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapan Mishra's son. When Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi after seeing Vrindavan, for 2 months he lived at the residence of Chandrasekhar Vaidya and accepted prasad at the house of Tapan Mishra. Purport. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Bengal, Tapan Mishra approached him to discuss spiritual advancement. Thus, he was favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received Harinam initiation. After that, by the order of the Lord, Tapan Mishra resided in Varanasi, and when Lord Chaitanya visited Varanasi, he stayed at the home of Tapan Mishra. So, we will read few verses. And these verses specifically only describing about the name of the different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, here you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has one associate, Chandrasekhara. The Chandrasekhara, he was a physician, Vaidya. So, Mahaprabhu stayed at his house. But every day he went to take prasad in Tapan Mishra's house. That means he was not eating in Chandrasekhar house because he has a low caste. Mahaprabhu was very much honoring Varnashram. So he was, wherever he go, he takes prasad only in Brahman house. He can stay in Sudra house, but he eat only in Brahman house. Because he did not want to break the social order systems like that. When Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, same way, because Jagannath Puri has a system that Muslim and other community people cannot enter the temple. So Mahaprabhu very much honored that. That's why even if he, Pratap Rudra was almost Mahaprabhu's disciple, and the Jagannath temple is his personal temple, he could easily allow Haridas Thakur, Rupa Sanatan inside the temple. And Haridas Thakur, Rupa Sanatan, being very humble, they did not want to go. And Mahaprabhu said that Haridas Thakur, that you are so powerful, Sanatan Goswami, you are so powerful, that by your association you can purify the whole universe. But in spite of that, Mahaprabhu did not insist that you go inside the temple. He told Haridas Thakur, you stay outside, and you take darshan of Nila Chakra, the Patita Pavana, Nila Chakra. So if you take darshan of Nila Chakra, the flag and Nila Chakra, and you get the same result of going inside and taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. In Jagannath Puri, you will see the which is Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra. Usually we know the chakra is like a disc, and Lord Vishnu holding Sudarshan Chakra in right hand. But only Jagannath Puri you will see, though we call it Sudarshan Chakra, but it is not in chakra form. It is in pillar form standing there. Not in right hand side, rather left side of Lord Jagannath. So, before chakra was in Sudarshan form, disc form, but Sudarshan Chakra, he was felt proud. How great I am. How powerful I am. I am giving protection to Lord Jagannath. The Lord Jagannath holding me on his hand. So Lord Jagannath is antarjami. So he realized that Jagannath, he can tolerate anything, but pride he cannot tolerate. His patita pavana, whatever fallen you are, he will deliver, but pride he cannot tolerate. And he is thinking that I am teaching everybody to become free from proud. And this Sudarshan sitting next to me and so proud. I have to give a good lesson to him then. Then one day, Jagannath called Sudarshan and told that you do one thing for me. You go on south side of the ocean. There is one island. That island, that I have a great devotee, very powerful devotee. Please call him. And Sudarshan always thinks, I am the greatest devotee, very powerful. And Sudarshan heard that Jagannath telling, I have a great devotee and very powerful. So who that could be, so powerful? And he asked, who is that devotee? And Jagannath said, it is Hanuman. Hanuman doing tapasya there in the island. You go and call him. Then Sudarshan went. Then he saw Hanuman doing tapasya. Then Sudarshan said, Hanumanji, now Jagannath wants to meet you. Then Hanuman said, yes, I will come to see the Lord. And Hanuman was just preparing to come to Puri. The Sudarshan Chakra very swiftly came back to Puri, because Sudarshan Chakra can move in the speed of mind. And when Hanuman arrived at Puri and trying to enter into the temple through the main gate, then Hanuman found one chakra is moving, did not allow inside the temple. And Jagannath temple has four doors, east, west, north and south. So whichever door Hanuman was trying to go inside, one chakra was moving. And four door, four chakra moving. So Hanuman could not enter inside. Then what to do? Then he prayed, Lord Jagannath, please bless me. How can I go inside? Then immediately by Jagannath's mercy, Hanuman developed four hands. And he went each door and he cut hold of Sudarshan Chakra like a toy. No? Then he entered inside. Then inside the temple room, there on the altar, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra sitting. And Sudarshan sitting the next to with folded handed is personification of Sudarshan. No? Personified Sudarshan sitting next to him. And Sudarshan is thinking that Lord Jagannath thinking Hanuman is so powerful. Let me see how can Hanuman enter inside the temple. Because all four directions, Sudarshan Chakra, no? Four chakra moving there. And he is thinking Hanuman cannot enter inside. But after some time, that Sudarshan and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, they all saw that Hanuman is entering temple with four chakra in his hand. Then when Sudarshan saw that Hanuman is so powerful holding four chakra, so he felt very shy, ashamed. Then Lord Jagannath looked upon Sudarshan. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So Lord Jagannath looked upon Sudarshan and said, oh, you are so proud that you think you are most powerful. Just see the Hanuman four like you carrying a toy in his hands. Then Sudarshan felt more ashamed to hear this. Then Jagannath became very angry upon Sudarshan. Said that you have offended Hanuman, a great Vaishnav. So I curse you. Because of your disc form, you are residing on my right hand side, on my finger. So you feel so proud. So I would like to smash your pride. And I curse you from today. You will not be with me as a chakra form. You become a pillar form. And instead of my right hand side, you will sit on my left side. So that is how, why in Jagannath Puri, the Sudarshan has taken this form of a pillar there. Then Sudarshan felt very sad. Oh my Lord, I am your eternal servant. I did a great mistake. This pride came. So you did me a favor by smashing my pride. But how can I be not your right hand side as a chakra form? The Lord said, no. Okay. You are cursed. You stay with me on my altar in this pillar form. But I give a special blessings, boon. What is this boon? The boon is on top of my temple, you will be there in chakra form. And you will be known as Nila Chakra. Nila Chakra. So Nila Chakra, so on the bank of Nila Samudra, the blue ocean, there is a Nila Chala, the blue mountain, and on the top of the blue mountain, Nilachala, there is a blue cave, and inside the blue cave, the Nila Madhava, the blue Madhava is there. So that is, I am blue, blue Madhava, you know, on my temple, you will be known as Nila Chakra, Nila Sagara, Nila Parvata, Nila Kandara, Nila Madhava, and Nila Chakra. So in this, because you are non, my, being my devotee, you are non-different from me also. So Bhagavan is blue. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was telling that why Krishna looks blue, that white people, black people, yellow people, or why he looks blue? Because the ocean is blue, skies looks blue, because ocean, sky, they're ananta, infinite, ananta. With Krishna, even if he's within a human body, but he's ananta, that's why he also looks blue. He's Nila Madhava. And Jagannath Puri, Sudarshan Chakra, looks blue. And also it has been written, mentioned, when sun rises, throughout the day, the color of this chakra is to change also. But huge chakra. How many of you have been to Jagannath Puri? That chakra you see, every Ekadasi, one man climbs. Every day, in the Ekadasi, one panda climbs and put a lamp there. But every day, somebody climbs to put flag. If you see that man stands, that chakra, the center of chakra, touch his head. From that you can imagine how big will be that chakra, Nila Chakra. And Lord Jagannath said, I give a special boon to you. You will be on top of my temple as Nila Chakra. And anyone will enter to my temple and take my darshan. Whatever result that person will achieve. If somebody cannot enter my temple and he will have your darshan, the same result he will get. So in this way, Sudarshan Chakra is blessed that anybody will take darshan of Jagannath, what result he will derive? Same result he will get just by taking darshan of Sudarshan Chakra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Haridas Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a place for Haridas Thakur behind his house, Gambhira. The Gambhira is the place where Mahaprabhu used to stay, the Kasi Mishra's house. The spiritual master of King Pratap Rudra is Kasi Mishra. So he was staying there, then he gave a place to Haridas Thakur to stay behind his house, Siddha Bakul. That place is there. Before, from that place, you could see Nila Chakra. Now many, many buildings have come up, you cannot see. Then Mahaprabhu said, "From you sit here, do your bhajan, and from here, you take darshan of Nila Chakra." So in this Mahaprabhu, he was very always following the local traditions. Though Mahaprabhu knows Haridas Thakur is not, or his, who is Haridas Thakur? And who installed the deity of Jagannath? You know who installed the deity of Jagannath? Who? Indradamna did not install. Indradamna went to call Brahma, please install my deity. So Brahma, who installed the deity, and he is not allowed to have come inside and take darshan of the deity, Haridas Thakur. So this is the interesting spiritual world. Every extremes are there. No? One who installs, he is not allowed to go inside. But Mahaprabhu, Lord has his plan, how in so many different ways. And Jagannath, another interesting is Jagannath, he is the deity, he is the Lord of the Savaras, the most low caste. Savaras are not within any caste also. They're outcast people. Savaras are neither Brahman, nor Kshatriyan, nor Vaishya, nor Sudra. They're fifth class people. And Jagannath has been worshipped by fifth class people. And same time, the devotees that are worshipping so love and they're not allowed inside the temple. So you'll see in Jagannath temple, all extreme things takes place in Jagannath temple. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, he was staying in Baidya Chandrasekhar house, and every day he would go and eat in Brahman house, Tapan Mishra's house. Then Tapan Mishra had a son, Raghunath Bhatta. Raghunath Valle Kaila Prabhura Sevan Uchishta Marjanar Pada Sambahan. So Raghunath, the son of Tapan Mishra, was very fortunate. Raghunath Balya Kaila Prabhura Sevana. From his childhood he was serving the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what he was doing? Uchishta Marjana are Pada Sambahan. Uchishta Marjana. He was washing the dishes. The plates and the dishes. The Uchishta Marjana and Pada Sambahana. And massaging the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his service. When he was a boy, he washed the dishes and massaged his legs. Bada haile nila chale gela prabhu rasthane ashtamasa rahila bhiksha dena kona dine. So when Raghunath grew to be a young man, bada haile nila chale gela prabhu rasthane. Then he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri Dham. There he stayed for 8 months. And sometimes he offered prasad to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is two Raghunath. One is Raghunath Das, another is Raghunath Bhatta. So here he is talking about Raghunath Bhatta, his son of Tapan Mishra. Then when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, so there he had two groups of devotees. The most dear, most devotee of Lord Jagannath is Odia and Gaudiya. Gaudiya means Bengal devotees. Odia means the Orissa devotees. And they were very dear to Lord Jagannath. Then all these Bengal devotees were there. But gradually, Mahaprabhu sent them to Jagannath Puri. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. One after another, they sent them to Vrindavan to discover Vrindavan. Then when Raghunath Bhatta also, he was there, so he also sent him to Vrindavan. Prabhu Ragya Paya Vrindaha Banare Aila Asiya Sri Rupa Gosai Nikate Rahila. So, after getting order from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta came to Vrindavan. And Asya Sri Rupa Goswami Nikat Rahila. And he stayed with Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is very elevated. Raghunath Bhatta could be junior to him. But still Rupa Goswami, Tarsthana Rupa Goswami Sunan Bhagavata. Rupa Goswami was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Raghunath Bhatta. Tar sthane Rupa Gosai Sunena Bhagavat Prabhur Kripayateha Krishna Premamatta. So he was very much blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he attained perfectional love of Krishna by which he remained always maddened. So we'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Raghunath Bhattacharya or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, was the son of Tapan Mishra, born in approximately 1425 Shakabda. He was expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Antalila chapter 30, it is stated that he was also expert in cooking. Whatever he cooked would be nectarian. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased to accept the foodstuffs that he cooked. And Raghunath Bhatta used to take the remnants of foodstuffs left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Bhattacharya lived for 8 months in Jagannath Puri, after which Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Vrindavan to join Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Bhattacharya not to marry but to remain a brahmachari. And he also ordered him to read Srimad Bhagavatam constantly. Thus he went to Vrindavan, where he engaged in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Rupa Goswami. He was so expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam that he would recite each and every verse in three melodious tunes. While Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord blessed him by offering the betel nuts offered to Lord Jagannath deity and a garland of tulasi said to be as long as 14 cubits. The Govinda temple was constructed by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's order to one of his disciples. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami supplied all the ornaments of Govinda deity. He never talked of nonsense or worldly matters, but always engaged in hearing about Krishna 24 hours a day. He never cared to hear blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Even when there were points to be criticized, he used to say that since all the Vaishnavas were engaged in the service of the Lord, he did not mind their faults. Later, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami lived by Radhakunda in a small cottage in the Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, verse number 185. It is said that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was formerly the gopi named Ranga Manjari, end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here are few things we can put some light on. That Raghunath Bhatta Goswami life was so exemplary. Both Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta. Raghunath Das was also very exemplary for renounced order of life. Raghunath Bhatta was offering prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das was also time to time they would invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here you see Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came along with his associates to teach us. That was the purpose why Krishna came as Chaitanya. And when Lord comes to this material world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu jibbe dayakari sa parsada siya dhamma saha avatari. Whenever he comes along with his abode and his associates. And what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose? There are few purposes, but one purpose is to teach us apane acharya dharma jibere sikha. By his one example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself who came 5000 years ago, and he taught us how to do bhakti. He taught us through Bhagavad Gita how sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sranam braja. Then after giving this lesson teachings, Krishna Bhagavan was waiting that, oh, I have given nice lessons to these people, teachings to these people, so they will learn something from this. Then Lord Krishna was waiting for 4500 years. Then Krishna realized these are the people of Kali Yuga, the too thick head. Their head is too thick. Even if I tell them, it doesn't penetrate to their head. So what I have to do? Now I have to go personally, and whatever I have told them, I have to personally behave. Apane acharya dharma jibere sikha. So that was the purpose why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And through his own behavior, through the behavior of his devotee, then he was teaching the highest things, the Krishna Prem. So if you see, analyze the behavior of each and every associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, how humble they were, and how humble they were. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say when Sanatana Goswami, by seeing the behavior of Sanatana Goswami, just imagine, Sanatana Goswami, the Prime Minister of UK will come and become devotee and tell him, I have fallen. Mahaprabhu goes to embrace Sanatana Goswami and he would run away. No, I have ulcer on my body. And he will fall like a stick on the floor, so humble in every respect. Then Mahaprabhu used to say, by seeing your humility, humbleness, my heart is breaking into pieces. Just imagine how much humble the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were. And all, we don't have to read all the Vedic literatures. No need of reading Vedic literatures. Simply by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, where the behavior of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, simply meditating on that, will derive the highest success in our life. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a book like that. The teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and behavior of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying, if any time there will flood in your village, flood water will come inundate your village, so you should drop everything. Just take three books in your hand and climb to the top of your roof of the building. Three books, Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then water level will be increasing. Then water will come up to here, up to neck. Then you hold those books raising like this. It's too painful to hold. Then fast you drop Bhagavad Gita. Still too heavy to hold. Then you drop Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Charitamrita keep on holding this. But that does not mean the Gita is inferior. Or Bhagavat is inferior. No. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you have Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything you have. You have Gita, Bhagavata, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, everything is there. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives all the knowledge. And Chaitanya Bhagavata gives the application of the knowledge. Chaitanya speaks most philosophy and some behavior. And through Chaitanya Bhagavata, Mahaprabhu teaching, through his devotees, through his own behavior, that how we should behave. And here you see, Raghunath Bhattan, he never blasphemed any Vaishnavas. No Vaishnava Ninda. No Vaishnava Ninda. And it is not so easy not to commit Vaishnava offense. It's the most difficult part in devotional life. Most difficult, paraninda, paracharcha, to blaspheme others. As soon as we find time, we discuss about others. To stop that, very difficult. You know why very difficult? You know why? Because that is the highest sense gratification of our life. Our acharya is saying, one may give up kamini and kanchan, attachment to ladies and attachment to opulence. One may refrain, but attachment to talk against Vaishnav is very difficult to stop this, to stop Vaishnav aparat. One Maharaj used to say, it's like a pickle, you know pickle? Pickle, achar. You have kheri, puri, payas, halwa, very tasty. But when pickle comes in front of you, what happens? What happens to you? Saliva comes from your mouth. If sweet rice halwa is there, very tasty, but saliva does not comes. But pickle comes, saliva comes. So there Maharaj is telling, the Vaishnava aparat is like saliva, they are like pickle. As soon as you come to do some Vaishnava aparat, you are very tempted, you know. The highest sense of gratification of life is to have to commit Vaishnava aparat. That is inbuilt tendency within us, that anartha is there. Vaishnava aparat pravanata, four kinds of anarthas are there. Swarup Brahm, Asatrishna, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Swarup Brahm, Asatrishna, aparat pravanata, and Hridaya Drovalya. This aparat pravanata, to commit offense to others, it is inbuilt within our heart. It's not an easy job to get free from this. No. We are very much prone to this. As soon as we start hearing Harikatha, it's very easy to fall asleep. No. When Bhagavatam class starts, The speaker would be chanting, Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshiru Unmilitam. Now all audience Chakshiru Nimilitam, closing down. And as soon as class finish, just like Prabhupada ki, then everybody get up. Now they are free. Then they will go outside, sit here, sit there, no, discuss about, oh, this Prabhu is doing like this. Oh, you know, this Maharaj did like that. Huh? What he did? Then all our senses are very alert. Then we wake up. We are very much prone. So the greatest austerity of our life is how to refrain from this. Discussing paraninda paratas, greatest austerity. If you try, you can refrain from all kinds of attachment for sense gratification. But this is the final austerity to refrain from. Paraninda paracharcha. Paraninda means blaspheming others. How to speak of blaspheming Vaishnavas. The Mahapuru's followers were very careful not to blaspheme any living entities also. Paraninda paracharcha. One thing comes to my mind in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur describing about Jagai Madhai, very sinful personalities. There's no sinful activities that Jagai Madhai they have not committed. Every day, Srila Jayapata Goswami Guru Maharaj was telling that Jagai Madhai, they're from Brahman family. Madhavananda or Jagannath, some their previous name, their father name is Vaikuntha. They're from Brahman family, high class Brahman family. Because of bad association, they became like this. Because they're from Brahman family, so from their house, many Puranas are there. So when Jagai Madhai become very notorious, but still every day, they would read Puran. Now why they would read Puran? They would read Puran to find out how many varieties of sinful activities are there. So that they'll make sure we do all sinful activities. So where they'll get, only Purana says, no, don't do all these sinful activities. So they'll know how much score we made today, no? 10, 20, 50, they make, every day all sinful activities done, wow, very satisfied. We did all sinful activities. They committed so much sinful activities, when they were delivered, that day they shaved their head wearing white cloth, they came to Srivas Angan, courtyard of Srivas Thakur, then all Navadvip Vasis coming to see what a great miracle Jagai Madhai become devotee. Nobody could believe. From all planets, all demigods, Gandharva, Kinnars, they're coming to see the deliverance of Jagai Madhai. So after taking darshan of deliverance of Jagai Madhai, when they're going back to their respective places, then all of a sudden, the demigods they saw Yamara's chariot stuck in the sky. So what happened? Why Yamara's chariot is not moving? No? There's some tire puncture or no gas. What is problem? But they don't have this problem. And what happened? Then all the demigods came. They said inside and the chariot. So Yamaraj is lying there flat, unconscious. And Chitragupta sitting next to him. So what happened to Yamaraj? Then Chitragupta said, when we are coming back, after seeing the deliverance of Jagai Madhai, Yamaraj asked me, because Chitragupta keeps all the record, no? What pious activities, how much sinful activities this personality they have done, that they are eligible to receive the love of Godhead. So Brahmar Dullava Vastu, rarely Brahma can achieve these things. How much, tell me their karma fall. Then Chitragupta said, O Yamaraj, what is the use of keeping all these records? They are already achieved Krishna prema. Better you throw all these records into Ganges. Useless labor. And Yamaraj is meditating. Then Chitragupta said, so much sinful activities these people have committed. We have warehouse filled. 100,000 people in 1 month, they can't finish the record. Then Yamaraj thinking, wow, so much sinful activities have committed. And this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, how merciful it is. He is not only delivered Jagai Madhai from the sinful reaction, as Krishna telling, Aham tam sarva papabhyam mukhe sai maasucha, Not only he delivered him from sinful reactions, not only gave him liberation, not only he gave, sent them back to Vaikuntha, he gave him Krishna Prem. So on meditating on Mahapurush magnanimity, Yamaraj's head started to spin like this. He fell, fainted there. So much sinful activities. Yamaraj could not believe. And so much sinful activities committed and they were delivered. Jagai Madhai were delivered. What I was telling? I got into Jagai Madhai. You remember? Who remembers? Why I got into Jagai Madhai? No. I was telling Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, such sinful people, how they got the Krishna Prem? They're so sinful, no sinful activity they have not committed. They're so sinful, even Yamaraj getting headache to hear their sinful activities. And in spite of that, how can they get Krishna Prem? You know why they got Krishna Prem? Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, because they're drunkard, that's why they got Krishna Prem. They were drunkard. Very good, huh? So you go drink, then you get Krishna Prem. That is how the false sadhus in India, they say, unless you drink a little bit, your mood will not come. Some sadhus in India, they come to give Bhagavatam class. Before Bhagavatam class, there is one very famous kathakar in India. So he came to Bahrain, somewhere in Middle East. Before he goes to give class, he would drink little wine, Then Radha Govinda Maharaj once told him that, why you are drinking wine before you give class? He said, no, Maharaj, if I don't drink wine, my mood will not come. No, I have to get my mood. So, the point is, not like that. You get wine drunk to get Krishna Prem. The point Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioning, that they got Krishna Prem because they're always drunk. Even if they're committing so much sinful activities, but they did not have any time for paraninda paracharcha. Because they're all drunk, not drooling like this. So they had no time for blaspheming others, doing paraninda paracharcha. So that is what saved them. So sinful activities is not obstacle. That Krishna will be merciful, purify. But paraninda paracharcha he can't tolerate. So that is the reason we see, very nice thing I read today, that Raghunath Bhatt is saying that even when there are points to be criticized, he used to say that since all Vaishnavas were engaged in the service of the Lord, he did not mind their faults. Just imagine what a mood to develop within ourselves. If anybody engaged in devotional service, whatever mistakes he does, don't blaspheme or don't criticize because he's engaged in devotional service. Exactly in the mood what Lord Krishna has told. What Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna has told. Each and every verse of Bhagavad Gita has been exhibited, if you analyze nicely, each and every verse, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita has been translated into reality, has been exhibited in personal life, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Krishna said, apichat sudurachara bhajatamang ananya bhag sadhureva samantabya sammak bhavasitai saha. The same mood also, Raghunath Bhatt saying, doesn't matter how much his activity is to be criticized, but because he's engaged in devotional service, so I don't criticize anybody. Such a nice mood. How peaceful life it will give to us if we develop this mood. But it's very easy to give class on this, to speak, but to maintain this mood is very difficult. When you come to this point, it's very difficult to control yourself, not to criticize. As I said, it's very tasty, no? Criticize is a very tasty subject matter. So we feel how to, something happens immediately, our intelligence becomes very smart. To criticize, to find faults, we cannot stop that. So that is the reason it has been stated that one holy name has so much power. Papir saddha nahi tato pap kare. One chanting holy name has so much potency. The sinful person is not, has not that much power to commit that much sinful activities. The holy name is so powerful. Papir saddha nahi tato pap kare. Then same time we are saying, even if somebody life after life chant holy name, he will not get Krishna prem. How is that? So our acharya is saying, this is the problem. Problem is, we commit the sinful activities. And not sinful activities, Vaishnava aparad. So, tar sthane rupa goswami sunen bhagavat prabhur kripayateha Krishna premamad. So Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna prem. Sinful people are qualified to get Krishna prem. But Vaishnava offenders cannot understand Krishna bhakti. And Prabhupada said that I tried to preach in India, Indians did not become devotee, but when I went to America, immediately they become devotee. What Prabhupada saying, you know? Saying because in India there are so many sadhus, and Indians are committing so much sadhu aparad. But in America there is no sadhu. So Americans are not committing in the Vaishnava aparad. They may be committing sinful activities, but no Vaishnava aparad. So immediately they become devotee. Same, all in line. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta, Prabhupada saying all the same thing. That how the, why American become devotee? How they could understand things so quickly? I have seen, when I go to Africa, different places, how this African black people, they're so degraded in Africa, what to speak of cow meat, they eat cow blood, they drink cow blood. Yes, in Uganda and all these places, they have a community called Maasai. They remain naked, they put on red cloth, you know? Anybody from Uganda here? Or that country, those countries? They don't kill cow, they maintain cow, but they drink blood from cow. And how those people, they're so well versed to this philosophy now. They're having Tulasi Puja, they're chanting holy name. How is it possible? How is it possible? They're committing so much sinful activities. But they are able, they are eligible to get Krishna Prem. In China, you go to China, Chinese people, they eat all kinds of things, dogs, snakes, what not, anything living they eat, Chinese people. They say anything fly in the sky except aeroplane, Chinese people eat everything. And these people, they are mad with chanting Hare Krishna. Every year hundreds of Chinese people, and they're so humble, so they're very humble people, Chinese people. Then I realized sin is not the obstacle in your life getting Krishna prayer. Krishna is merciful. He'll make you free from sinful reactions. But to get Krishna Prem, this Vaishnava aparad is the biggest obstacle for us. So that is the reason in Western country it worked very well. Krishna Prem and Mahaprabhu came to give this Premadhan to everybody. Anya Premer Banya Bhasaila Avani. And Gaur Nityananda brought the flood of Banya, Prema. And it has been stated that how Mahaprabhu, the Prema Banya spread all over the world. 1 minus 1 equal to how much? 0? In this material world, 1 minus 1 equal to 0. All we know that. But in Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 equal to? 1. That is mathematics is different work. Mathematics works in a different way. Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnase, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vasishate. Here 1 minus 1 equal to 0. In Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 equal to 1. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kingdom, 1 minus 1 equal to 2. This is interesting things. If you take 1 away, it becomes 0. In Vaikuntha, from one you take one away, it remains one. But Mahaprabhu case, one you take one away, it becomes two. There is different mathematics there. So whatever Mahaprabhu brought, he brought this prema. More you distribute, it increases quantity and floods. So Mahaprabhu brought Nadya Navadi, the Premier Banya. Premier Banya Layanitai, Aila Gauda Desa. Premier Banya Layanitai, Aila Gauda Desa. Came to the Gauda Desa, Bengal. Dubala Bhakatajana Dina Hinavase. So everybody drowning. And when more distributed, more increasing, from Navadip to Calcutta to Bombay to Bahrain, Dubai to UK, all the way to America. So flooding everywhere. So whenever I go, I come to these Western countries, I meet Indians. I tell you Indians, you left India and came to Western countries to make money. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he is running behind you. Hey, where are you going? You take real dhana, wealth is prema dhana. He catches hold of her hair and giving Krishna prema. How practical it is. So this works, this mathematics works. Otherwise, how America UPK people would become devotee? It's not ordinary things. Krishna prema is the highest things. It's a hidden treasure of Veda. Tomorrow, Sunday class, evening, I'll discuss the evolution of Vedic Dharma. How, from the ancient ages, when Vedic knowledge was imparted upon us, since then, how systematically this Prema Dharma has evolved from Vedic knowledge. Then we'll understand what Mahaprabhu, the great wealth, Prema Dharma, what great wealth Mahaprabhu has given us. And the path we have accepted, and how pure, sublime, and the goal is how great the real goal of life. So we can understand from that discussion. So tomorrow evening I'll discuss that. Then one thing is this Chaitanya Charitamrita. I just spoke something just to pass time because as is only the name of the devotee, what shall I tell you? So something time pass. So tomorrow what I'll do? A few, two, three verses also, something like this. So I'll read that verses. But tomorrow we'll discuss about the Dhammabandhana pastimes. Because Damodar month coming very soon. So we have to develop this Damodar consciousness. And these pastimes of binding Krishna, very unique pastimes. What is the uniqueness of this pastime, you know? All other pastimes proves Krishna is Bhagavan. All Vedic teachings proves Krishna is Bhagavan. But this is one pastime proves Krishna is not Bhagavan. So that we'll discuss today, how Krishna is not Bhagavan. Or whether he's Bhagavan or not Bhagavan. Because all the symptoms Bhagavan Parambrahma supposed to have, this one pastime, he exhibited all symptoms to make sure that I am not Bhagavan. I am not Parambrahma. So that atheistic people will be bewildered and his pure devotee will be in bliss. That we'll discuss tomorrow, this Dhammabandhan pastimes. Any questions?